Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Tuesday, November 12, 2019. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by the Founders Trade and Post, featuring our very own gourmet coffee, capuchin dark roast in whole bean and fresh ground. Start your morning like a crusader with a fresh brewed cup of capuchin dark roast coffee, available at mikechurch.com/shop. Here's what to listen for this hour. Former President Jimmy Carter has been hospitalized. Check your flights if you are traveling. Major delays this morning. And just as the candidates are starting to thin out for the Democrats, they keep adding more. Another one, possibly throwing his hat in the race. Former President Jimmy Carter was admitted Monday night to Emory University Hospital in Atlanta ahead of a procedure to relieve pressure on his brain, the Carter Center announced in a statement that was posted to Twitter. The pressure was caused by bleeding from his recent falls. Carter, 95, will undergo the procedure this morning. Democratic presidential candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden took the stage at CNN's town hall in Iowa last night. He's framed the 2020 race as a battle for the soul of this nation. Joe Biden defended characterizing Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren as an angry elitist, saying Monday that he was responding after she attacked him. He was referring to Warren jabbing at him for his opposition to Medicare for All, suggesting without naming the former vice president that he's running in the wrong party's presidential primary. Biden has escalated his criticism of Warren over that comment in recent days. He's also repeated his belief that Republicans will be more willing to work with Democrats if President Trump loses the 2020 election. Our quote of the day, three things can lead us close to God. They are painful physical suffering, being in exile in a foreign land, and being poor by choice because of love for God. St. Judith of Prussia. Coming up, our saint of the day, although he was tempted daily in his weakened and lonely state, he never surrendered his integrity. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Crusade Channel is proud to announce an innovation in radio, 5-Minute Mysteries, a weekly radio serial that will present an original mystery drama written and voiced by acclaimed British novelist Fiorella De Maria and narrated by yours truly. But what makes the 5-Minute Mysteries unique? The audience gets to solve the mystery.
Mystery. The word, as defined by Webster's, means any religious doctrine or body of doctrines. It seems above human comprehension.
Each 5-Minute Mystery presents a chilling tale that's entirely left up to listeners to solve. That means you.
The Eye of the Tiger was one of the most valuable diamonds to have been discovered in the 18th century. It was known all over the world, and like any priceless object that has been fought for, killed for, and allowed to ruin innocent lives.
The 5-Minute Mystery Fun begins every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern during the Mike Church Show. Episodes will be available for online listening and download to premium Founders Pass members every Friday evening. The 5-Minute Mystery Series, heard exclusively on the Crusade Channel and CrusadeChannel.com.
Our saint of the day is Saint Martin, Pope Martin. He was born between 590 and 600. He died September 16th in 655. He reigned from the 21st of July, 649, to his death in 655. He succeeded Pope Theodore I, and he was the only pope during the Eastern Roman domination of the papacy whose election was not approved by a mandate from Constantinople. Indeed, the famous Martin, who long ago won great praise for this see, commends faithfulness and fortitude to us by his strengthening and defense of the truth, and also by the endurance of labors and pains. He was driven from his see and from the city, stripped of his rule, his rank, and his entire fortune. As soon as he arrived in any peaceful place, he was forced to move. Despite his advanced age and an illness which prevented his walking, he was banished to a remote land and repeatedly threatened with an even more painful exile. Without the assistance offered by the pious generosity of individuals, he would not have had food for himself and his few attendants. Although he was tempted daily in his weakened and lonely state, he never surrendered his integrity. Martin I was exiled by Emperor Constantine II, and he died at Cherson. He's considered a saint and martyr by the Catholic Church and the Eastern Orthodox Church. In the Orthodox Church, he's known as Saint Martin the Confessor, the Pope of Rome. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney has filed a notice of withdrawal of his motion to join an ongoing lawsuit that he filed last month. The original lawsuit filed by Dr. Charles Kupperman was in response to a subpoena that he received from House Democrats seeking his testimony in the ongoing impeachment inquiry into President Trump regarding Ukraine. Monday afternoon, attorneys for the House Democrats and the former deputy national security advisor jointly filed with a federal judge saying Mulvaney should not be able to join the lawsuit. The president's former deputy national security advisor shares the same attorney with his former boss, ex-national security advisor John Bolton, who has rejected a House invitation for testimony. He's not been subpoenaed at this point in time. Well, snow has canceled nearly 1,200 flights in Chicago today and more than 1,500 nationwide as those from the Midwest to the South to the Northeast are bracing for major temperatures that are going to be plunging. A quick-moving storm has brought accumulating snow to the Midwest and the Rockies, transforming highways into sheets of ice and sending cars veering off roads. One plane in Chicago even slid off the runway due to icy conditions while landing at O'Hare International Airport Monday morning. American Airlines said that nobody was hurt, according to the airline. Former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick is considering making a late run for the Democratic presidential nomination. According to a couple people that have knowledge of his deliberations, Patrick, a close friend and an ally of former President Barack Obama, ruled out a presidential bid earlier this year, but he's since been talking with Democratic operatives and donors about launching a campaign. His deliberations come as some Democrats are expressing uncertainty about the party's current crop of contenders. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.